Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is Bleav and Georgia Dogs Podcast on the Bleav Podcast Network.
Touchdown earlier on a direct snap. Now it's Michelle's turn, running all the way. Gets to the edge. Sonny Michelle will send the Dogs home to the championship game.
53 and a half yard drive near hash. Kick right. Snap. Hold. Kick is away. It's reaching. And it is good. 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 Hot Pod does it. All right. Hot Pod.
Wilcox with an up and out. Wide open. Touchdown. Israel Truth.
What is up? What is up? Welcome back. It's another edition of the Bleav in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Bleav Podcast Network, the number one podcasting network for professionals. I'm Corey Burton, your host. Joining me on spring break, I don't know if he's made it to Club La Vila yet, but it's Israel Troop. What's up, Israel?
What's going on, man? No, had to make the Club La Vila. I think it's closed now. We actually went to Mexico Beach a couple of weeks ago. Me and the fam did, and actually went to Panama City. So
nice.
But I tell you what, now they got it going on now, and their Pier Park is nice, and Panama City's figuring it out.
Yeah, well, if you're ever in Panama City and you want to go on the world-famous inshore fishing tour, you need to call my cousin Justin Leak, Panama City Inshore Fishing. He is, when I say he is famous, he is Discovery Channel famous. He's on a show called Chasing the Sun. So you can go on a charter with him and maybe watch yourself on TV.
Really? That's
yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah, he's a fishing captain. He started from scratch. It's really kind of a cool story how he got started. So, but yeah, Panama City Inshore, he'll take you. He knows every inch of water out there, I feel like. So, whatever you want to do, he'll take you. So, but if you want to live vicariously through him, just watch him on Discovery Channel. I think he comes on Saturday mornings, I believe. I have to double check. It changes, but I think he's in his third season, so he's been doing it for quite some time.
Nice. That's pretty sweet there. That's a lot of water right there. I think I'm going to stick to the nice ponds and lakes down here in South Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. I love saltwater fishing. To not get too random, but it's cool. I've caught all kind of stuff, like sheep's head, redfish, tarpon, I caught snapper, mahi. Mahi's actually really fun to catch if you've ever caught mahi. So, but that's randomness here. Were you guys ever able to go on spring break and in college when you were playing?
I went. I was able to go three times. My first year I was playing baseball, so I wasn't able to go. And after that, we went to Panama City when Panama City was live and in effect. So that was when the Vila and all that stuff was jumping back then.
Nice. Yeah. I saw a meme that it was a picture of La Vila, and it said, if you can survive Club La Vila, you can survive COVID.
Oh, yeah. You definitely could.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's not a lie. And the parking lot that was the Strip. Did you ever cruise the Strip?
We did. We did indeed. Panama City back then was dirty, fun, but dirty.
Oh, yeah. Very dirty.
It's a lot cleaner now. They've really done a good job. And, I think the residents there were very relieved when they made that rule about, taking away the spring break and stuff like that. But they get plenty of tourists anyway, so they really didn't hurt them.
No. And that's probably a good thing. Their image improved, so it can only go up, right?
Most definitely.
Now the spring breakers are rioting in Miami. Because there's curfew. Man. That's crazy,
that was
isn't it?
Terrible. That was terrible.
Yeah.
And, prayers out to the girl who died up there. And I saw that on the news, actually. So, you just got to be careful. You got to move a little bit better these days. Because, the world's getting crazy.
I know, right? It's almost enticing to stay inside. But if you're going to stay inside, why not listen to us, right?
That's right.
At Believe in Dogs on Twitter, Instagram, at TroopStar28, Twitter, Instagram, at CoachBurton36, at Burton.Corey, Twitter and Instagram, respectively. So find us, rate us, subscribe. Want to thank you for listening. So opening day, baseball, Major League Baseball, your Yanks playing. I don't know what time your Yanks are playing, but our sponsor, BetOnline.ag. You can feel free to bet on any baseball. They are the number one betting site of all time. They're great. I haven't dove into any baseball lines yet, but I plan on doing so. I was trying to watch the Braves and it was blacked out. Are you gonna try to bet on baseball like Pete Rose?
but I'm not playing. I don't have to worry about getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, which I still think is BS that he's not in. I don't think that part. Should take away from the things that you did on the baseball field by any means. So
no, not at all.
I'm still kind of salty about that because I was a big Pete Rose fan. Kind of grew up watching what he did and things like that. So I think he deserves to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. I do too. And I would bank on that. I hope he gets in before he passes away. I hope he lives to see that because it's just a travesty and I can't stand that. But Bet Online, our sponsor. It's the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your sports action. March Madness, the Final Four. Is your bracket still intact?
My bracket is always done on day one. So Cinderella, Dagum, Oral Roberts just completely destroyed it.
Aside from a few Georgia games, I hadn't watched a lick of basketball, and I'm probably gonna win the pool as long as Gonzaga doesn't get knocked out.
That's good. Let me check you out.
I know, man. I've been doing it wrong all this time. I've been watching. I watched so much basketball. I would lose in the second round. Now I haven't watched a single minute outside of Georgia basketball. That was only a handful of times. So I was doing it wrong all these years. I put too much stock in Kansas too. They always burn me. Yeah. So.
They get beat like in the first second round every
always,
single time.
Always.
Aside from Michigan this year, let me down. So
yes,
it's just been the March Madness is really the time to watch basketball because it's you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you
never
get teams know. Like Iona and Oral Roberts making runs, Loyola Chicago. Like somebody's going to hire that guy. I know UNC's looking for somebody. I thought that was April Fool's.
I did too at first, and then I was like, "Oh no, he's really retired."
Yeah, crazy.
I'm a North Carolina basketball fan, college wise. So, Roy Williams has been a great asset to the great city of Chapel Hill. So, I'm looking forward to him doing great things. Whatever he decides to do, moving forward.
Absolutely, and congrats on that retirement, Roy Williams. You were had a great career. Glad you were able to. Do some things at UNC. Glad he was able to win some championships there. I know he really wanted to. Learned under Dean Smith, coached some guy named Michael something.
Yeah. Who is that guy? Oh, only the best player in history.
Only the greatest of all time. Not to start that debate, but
man.
Well, if I start, it's going to end real quickly. So, you know, obviously that's the truth. I think LeBron's third behind Kobe. I think Kobe's better than LeBron all time.
I think it's a for the, you know, it just depends on what era you grew up in. You know, we both grew up in the Mike and Kobe era. So of course those two are one and two to us, but this new generation, of course, you know, that they're going to think that, or they're going to say that LeBron's the best. And right now, you know, he's showing that he is. So, you know, I never knock what they're talking about.
Yeah. I don't blame them there. It's like apples and oranges. I tell them, I just like to twist the knife or grind the gears or whatever saying you want to say, but I just like to wind them up and just let them squirm. I think I'm a big LeBron fan. I like LeBron, but I just think Michael's better.
I do too. You know, it'll change here soon, and you know, let the good barbershop talk and good podcast talk.
Absolutely. We could debate that all the time, but we're going to debate some other stuff. We're going to talk about some other stuff. Bet Online has you covered for all your news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets and free to sign up. That was probably the longest improv. So head to the website, betonline.ag, use your mobile device, sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Well, let's get into the show. Israel, we had another injury scare at the wide receiver position. Thank God we recruited like 48 wide receivers. And it ended up after reading Anthony Dasher and Roddy's reports on Dogvent, it's good to see that it wasn't too serious. He'll be out for a few weeks. He'll be out the rest of spring, and he'll be good to go this summer. And no problems, no qualms, no restrictions. So that was good. And it was Jermaine Burton too. It was supposed to be the guy that was going to fill in for Pickens. So that, you know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. But,
everybody's so getting bit by the injury bug.
It's
crazy because, you know, people talking about, oh, football this, trainers and this. It's like, no. I was going to tweet this earlier because I was thinking about it. I was like, people get hurt on everyday basis. I see regular people in slings and boots and things more than I see athletes half the time. So,
man.
I mean, it's just one of those things, you know, you can land wrong or, you know, you just get hit in the right particular spot and, you know, something happens. So, you know, it's the way it is. You know, so.
You know, Israel, I got injured on spring break because I sprained my ankle probably 5 years ago, and it flares up every once in a while. And when it flares up and it gets real stiff, I'm out of commission for a few days, and I'm still not well. So I can only imagine. You know, you talk about random injury bugs. I got injured driving Israel, driving the car 14 hours to Naples, Florida. That was a couple of weeks ago now, but you know, I still can't really run right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's no good, right?
I almost injured myself chasing turkeys this morning. So, I mean, I had them dead right set, and I'm coming out of my blind, and I step in a dang foxhole, and I'm like, oh God, I just ruptured my ankle. But luckily, you know, I shook it off and got back up, so it was fine.
Some guy in his tree stand just got really excited listening to what you just said.
I wasn't excited. I saw 11 turkeys this morning. Didn't come home with one of them. I was so upset.
That's not good. Thanksgiving will not forgive you, or Easter will not forgive you. You got to go. You got to get Easter dinner, man.
I know.
What's going on?
Very upset this morning.
Yeah, I might need a translator for what you just said earlier. So keep that in mind. So tell me about turkey hunting. I got to dive into this. What is turkey hunting like?
Turkeys are by far the smartest animals I've ever dealt with my whole entire life. You got to find them, you got to go to them, and then it gets hot. You know, you hunt turkeys when it's hot. So, during the springtime, and it's hot, mosquitoes and snakes and stuff are out, but it's fun. You know, you can ask anybody who's an avid, turkey hunter. It's one of the most fun hunts you get because it requires you to do a lot, but the reward is really fun too. So,
good.
Next time you come down South Georgia, you know, I'll take you out there and we'll get it going.
Nice. I can't wait to get my first hog. Can't wait to get my first turkey. All the stuff that I can't hunt up here in Tennessee. My father-in-law is going to take me quail hunting and dove hunting. So that'll be fun at some point. He usually takes a group I wish he could like take me other than the time, like right during final exams or right during midterm exams. Like they always go right then and I can never go.
Yeah.
So maybe like when the second semester starts, I can take a couple of days and go to, I think they go to North Dakota maybe.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, they go really far away. They have he has a guy that they stay at. They stay at this hunting lodge. They cook all this stuff. It's really like a big deal. So, nice. But yeah, so back to injuries, you know, I got injured driving. You got injured chasing turkeys. Your story is way cooler than mine. Just for the record, but, some random news. I told you this was going to be the show of randomness.
Yes.
Spring cleaning, right? We got to get all the random topics out of the shed. Spring cleaning. Georgia added some opponents to their future schedules. Got a home and home series with Louisville, 2026 and 2027. They will go to Louisville in 2026. Louisville will come to Athens in 2027. So to recap, from this coming season until 2023, here's our Power Five non-conference opponents: Clemson this year in Charlotte, 2022 we host Oregon in the Bens, 2023 we go to Oklahoma.
Ooh.
2024, we get Clemson back in the Bens. 2025 at UCLA. I hope we don't cancel that one. I might try to make plans to go to that if I can.
That's gonna be a good one.
2026, we are home against UCLA at Louisville. 2027, we go to Tallahassee and host Louisville. 2028, host Florida State, travel to Texas. 29, at Clemson, home against Texas. 30, home against Clemson, home against Ohio State. 31, home against Oklahoma at Ohio State. And 32 and 33, Clemson at home, Clemson on the road, respectively. So, in my opinion, I don't think anybody can criticize our strength of schedule at this point.
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, we've got some very quality opponents aside from who we're going up against in the East. So, I mean, that whole cupcakes and everything, well, we don't want to play cupcakes anymore. Yeah, we ain't got any more on the schedule. So
you add Georgia Tech to that mix, too.
Yeah, well, that'd be the only cupcake we get.
Yeah, that's true.
No, they're not cupcakes. They're Waffle House now.
Yeah, they're the waffles. They're the omelets.
I think they're going to be. They might be a little bit more competitive this year. They might.
They should be. I think they're finally transitioning. I think they're on the tail end of their transition from Paul Johnson to a normal offense. So,
yeah,
they should be. They're a lot more competitive. I mean, as much as we hammer Jeff Collins and make fun of him, if he wasn't at Georgia Tech, I'd actually probably think he's doing a good job. And he has good ideas, but I can't say that or I'll lose my dog card. But
that's true.
But you know, some people would say that he's doing a pretty good job over there with marketing and branding and stuff like that. One of my a friend of mine, a guy who my dad coached in high school after he left, after he retired from Fayette County and started doing the double dipping, like work 120 day contract and be an assistant coach after 13 years as a head coach. So he went to Lovejoy High School right after. And you're familiar with Lovejoy, right?
I am.
There was a guy by the name of Tashard Choice that played there, and he is now a coach at Georgia Tech.
Yep, he's a running backs coach. He actually is the South Georgia recruiter.
Oh, okay.
If I'm not mistaken, he's recruiting a lot of my guys. He offered my wide receiver.
Oh, nice.
When I was at Vidalska. So,
okay.
He's very, and if I'm not mistaken, he and Brandon Boykin are cousins, if I'm not mistaken.
They are. Oh,
they're really good because I think they're cousins. So,
I think they're cousins. I believe so. I'm friends with Brandon. I graduated with his brother, His brother and I are good friends. We graduated the same year, played football together for a minute. Then he decided that basketball was his sport, and you know, more power to him. But yeah, Alfred's my guy. Alfred. And you know, Brandon was significantly younger than me, so I, you know, didn't really have as much of a relationship with Brandon. But we, so Fayette County, Brandon, Chad, Glower. Are two guys that I'm friends with. Chad's dad coached me for 2 years, coached with my dad for several years before that. So I kind of grew up with Chad and, his brother, Ryan, and Callie. Yeah. We used to, I spent, you know, they were neighbors. One of my best friends growing up, they were neighbors. So I'd see them at school. Then I would see them when I went over to my friend's house, we'd all hang out and play football in the backyard. And, you know, it was one of those where during the day I was doing football, basketball, whatever yard activities. And then at night, Joseph would go to sleep. And then it was like, I would stay up. It was party time. I'd stay up. Like, he would go to bed at like 8:30. I would stay up all night long. And then I'd finally fall asleep at 4. Then he's up at 7. He's waking me up. So it's crazy. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Can't criticize the strength of schedule for sure. And we need to get Tishard on. I know I'm kind of, this is the ADD podcast, but we need to get Tishard on, go behind the enemy lines if Coach Collins will let him come on and just kind of talk about, you know, he went to Oklahoma first, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he signed with Oklahoma out of high school. Some guy named Adrian Peterson signed later. Some guy named Adrian Peterson beat him out. And so he transferred. He was one of the first that I'd heard of really taking advantage of the hardship clause in the transfer rules. And he had it was legitimate. He had a sick grandmother, and so he got a waiver and got signed on at Georgia Tech. So good for him. Speaking of signing and signees and running backs, did you see the one that from my neck of the woods that committed yesterday or 2 days ago? Jordan James, running back from Oakland High School. Oakland is our version of, I'm trying to think of the school. They're just dominant. There's so many schools in Georgia that I could compare them to, but they're the dominant school here in the state of Tennessee. Jordan Bryant James, he's a 4-star running back. Dude is a freaking bowling ball. He's 5'10", 200.
We are doing some recruiting now. We got the linebacker the other day.
Yeah. Jalen Walker.
Yeah. I think we got, did we get,
we got a retweet from his, day? we got a response from Aziz Ojolari.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll talk about him in a minute, but yeah, he responded. He said hashtag LBU go dogs. So that he said,
I like it.
Yeah. So yeah. Shout out to Aziz Ojolari, but yeah, no, you need to watch this kid. He was at Brentwood Academy and transferred from Brentwood Academy to Oakland High School, which Oakland is definitely the powerhouse here in not only Middle Tennessee but the entire state in the highest classification. They're responsible for a ton of college talent now. They have most notably in this year's draft, Jacoby Stevens, safety. Yeah, he's a product of Oakland High School. There was a lineman that he didn't end up amounting to much. I think he had some injuries that played at Tennessee, but they've had some guys all over. But the most notable one that you've probably heard of is Jacoby Stevens. So they produce, man. And they win. I think they won the state championship again this year in 6A. So, and partly because nobody could tackle this kid.
That's right.
And for anybody saying that small ball coaches can't win at the highest levels is completely full of you know what, because their head coach was a double A coach that won some state championships at that level and stepped right into Oakland and hasn't looked back since. He's a reformed wing T guy. I say that like it's a bad thing, but he's a reformed wing T guy. He came in, you know, he tried to run some wing T stuff, and he ended up being a hybrid team his first couple of years, and then he was able to transition out of the wing T and be more of a spread. And he still has some wing T principles, but man, they're fun to watch. I mean, so if you get a chance to watch Oakland football, the Patriots, the Oakland Patriots, give them a shot. So they're in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, right in the which is funny because they're right in the shadow of MTSU, and guess who doesn't recruit that school really?
That's crazy. You know, MTSU. Man, you were talking earlier. You know, it's in Tennessee. A lot of these big time colleges aren't recruiting their own state.
It's ridiculous.
Look at Florida. Look at Georgia right now. I mean, we're keeping hometown talent home.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be dumb to not recruit your own state, especially when you got guys like that. You got a kid right in your backyard.
And yeah, going to Georgia. Yeah.
Of course, you know, Middle Tennessee and Georgia are two on two different spectrums. But I mean, at the same time, at least give the kid a call if they haven't already. At least give the kid a call.
I hope they have. I just know they haven't recruited very well. And I know for a fact because I coached for a year down in that county for Blackman High School. And they, I know for a fact they really didn't come around much. They really didn't pay much attention. They were too busy trying to recruit kids out of South Florida, which is odd. But anyway, but I imagine Vanderbilt in Tennessee, they tried. So, you know, they just, you know, Vanderbilt's just not there yet. They're getting there. I like what they're doing in the conference. And Tennessee is, I think they're doing some good things too. I think Heupel's getting some good reviews, although I really haven't followed it too closely since they started spring practice, but I think things are going well there. So they got a ways to go. Their roster's just decimated right now.
Yeah, they haven't been in the news, so I'm assuming everything's going well.
Yeah, that's always number one. I tell you who's in the news for the wrong reasons is LSU.
What they did, I saw that. I saw a big thing on Feinbaum.
Yeah.
You know, I've been so busy, you know, trying to spend some time with my kids and everything because I'm on spring break. But what's going on over there?
It's all those Title IX allegations and
previous, just more stuff.
Yeah, it's just more stuff. Sexual misconduct, Title IX violations. They didn't have a Title IX coordinator until 2014. You know, so needless to say, Ed O is in trouble. LSU football is in trouble. If this happened at Louisiana Monroe, they would be wiped off the map already. But
yeah, if this happened at Georgia, everybody would know when it took so long for it all to come out.
Exactly. But it's LSU. They're just throwing the middle finger up and saying, come and get it. So, yeah. So it's good to not be LSU. But
exactly.
So we got a commitment from a punter. And the reason why it's news, now usually you get a punter, it's like, oh, we got a punter. I don't know who this guy is. But we have broadened our recruiting scope. We have broadened our borders. We got a new territory, Melbourne, Australia, in fact.
Yes. Well, you got LSU and Miami just got one last year. My man just cut it up, even though he's like 52. He's from Australia. So, I mean, that's a big deal. You know, all those punters, you know, are great coming out of Australia. So, I mean, if we can dabble into that a little bit and get us a guy that can flip the field, I mean, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. And 15 hours away, Brett Thorson is his name. But yeah, I was surprised to see that we were able to pull this guy. And, you know, I think having a great punter, somebody that can flip the field, it's a weapon. We learned that with Drew Butler. We've learned that with Jake Camarda. We've learned that with who else? I feel like we have a good punter every single year, like a world class, like a NFL caliber punter every single year. But I just know Drew Butler is probably the most notable. He could punt it a mile. His hang time was impeccable. I don't think he hardly had any returns on him. So
not that I can think of. So I mean, having a great kicking game. You know, you can't beat it.
Exactly. You can't at all. But this guy is, he's an Aussie rules football player. So he's been punting, but in different ways. He's 6'2", 210. I imagine
6'2",
like,
210. Good Lord.
Yeah. And it, I don't know if you've ever watched Australian rules football. It was like one of my favorite COVID sports to watch because they would show it like early in the morning. You know, Huck gets up at the butt crack of dawn. So I was able to watch a few of those games. It is intense, dude. It's like 22 on 22. The field is like three times the size of a football field.
And they just run the whole time.
If they run the whole, it's like rugby. It's like a wide open rugby. And like, they're not wearing pads, obviously, but it's like one of those games where every once in a while there's a huge shot, but it really moves too fast for there to be any big hits. Uh-huh. And it's just continuous. And I'm still kind of unsure of the rules, but like if you kick it to somebody and they catch it, you get a free kick. That team gets a free kick. So like that the other team has to back up like five yards and you get to kick it again. So the strategy is to like catch it and like just kick past it to somebody in the air.
Yeah.
And then work your way down the field. And then I think there's a 6-point and a 1-point goal or 6-point and 3-point goals. Like there's like three goalposts. And like if you kick it, you got to kick it through. Like that's how you score. It's pretty cool. It's really cool. You should watch it. They call it footy. Yeah. So this guy's.
I might have to give it a try.
Yeah. Footy. It's great. I made a post on Twitter, back like last spring, I think. And one of the clubs caught wind of it and they sent our school, like a bag of Aussie rules footballs.
Really?
Yeah. They're big. They're like the big melon balls, you know, you can't really throw them. But they're awesome. Like you can kick them a mile, dude. It's so much fun. I was like playing with it in my backyard. Like you can, like, I felt like a really good punter. Like you could, like you get your foot into it. You can send these balls. It's pretty cool. So like how you pass it with your hands is like it's maybe longer than a rugby ball, but a rugby ball's fatter. Like you can still get your hand around it, so it's not as fat as a rugby ball, but it's close. It's more like a rugby ball than it is like a American football. So
that's nice.
Yeah. So if you ever get a chance, watch some games. Like games will end like 62-53. Like there's a ton of scoring.
Yeah, that sounds like my kind. That sounds like Nick Saban today calling everybody the Taliban. All the offensive coach. Have you seen his?
I saw that. Yeah. Yeah, it was hilarious. On the Coach and the Coordinator podcast, he has that excerpt on the podcast. Uh-huh. So I was listening to that and I was like, oh my god, did he just like Nick Saban is the only person that could get away with that comment?
Exactly. I was looking. I was like, oh, he's about to get canceled. This little cancel culture that they got going on.
Oh, cancel him.
Saban's about to get canceled. But at the same time, you know, the way he used it is like, okay, we get it. You know.
Yeah.
The offensive now are terrorizing the defense. So, you know, only somebody who is looking for something to be wrong with what he said will find something wrong with it. But, well, you know, us as coaches and offensive coordinators like you and I, we understand what he's saying. You know, our offenses are now completely terrorizing defenses. So they have to, you know, come up with a different plan or different schemes and stuff to stop us. So, yeah, look at his offense this year.
Yeah, exactly. That's crazy. Like, but his defense got better as the year went on. That was pretty crazy. So,
yeah, you don't really have a choice when you got them horses in the backfield.
I know.
And out wide and at quarterback and up front. I mean,
did they have a weakness?
No. Not the season went on, they didn't.
No. The Waddle went down. It was like they got better. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Because they did just have somebody in the stable. You know, you got another bullet. You know, that's just like Georgia right now. You know, it sucks that, you know, Burton and Pickens are hurt. Luckily, Burton had come back. There was no ligament damage or anything. But
yeah, like luckily he's just now, banged
we're,
up.
We're just reloading.
Yeah, we're reloading. We don't know where these bullets are going to go yet. We've got some good bullets. We just don't know quite where they're going to go yet.
Exactly. And, you know, I bet those guys are kicking themselves right now, the ones that transferred. Because, I mean, this is their moment. This was it. And their goal. Which, you know, at the same time, you got to do what's best for you. So
they'll end up somewhere. Have you heard where Landers has ended up? I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard any of our guys yet.
DeJuan's at Temple.
DeJuan's at Temple. And I think the Johnson linebacker kid is somewhere. I saw his dad tweeted it. It's just one of those things where, you know, you just never know what happens if you just stick it out. You know, it sounds bad right now and you don't think about things like that, but injuries, you know, can happen. And guess what? You get thrown in the fire. You just never know what you can do.
Yeah, no kidding. So, speaking of transfer portal, there's some interesting things happening there. Eric Gilbert, his saga, he committed to Florida. Now he's might be back at LSU.
Really?
After it's all said and done.
Well, how much did they pay him to come back?
Enough to sway him, I guess. So that's weird.
If you enter the transfer portal, can you go back?
Yeah. If they let you back, yeah, you can go back. If they'll have you back.
Did he sign with Florida?
No, he never signed.
Okay. So he's free. Okay.
Yeah, he never signed. He said he was going to go, and then, like, when he was doing all the paperwork stuff, it, you know, fell through. I guess he decided not to, or something. He's having some off the field issues, so kind of glad Georgia didn't mess with that.
I hate that, because I'm telling you, Mr. Washington is having a jam up spring now.
He is indeed.
I've been reading about him, and he's been lighting it up at spring so far.
Yeah, LeBron Washington.
Yes.
Yeah. Another transfer in the portal from West Virginia. I don't know. We just hired this guy's coach. He's All-American safety Tyke Smith. He's in the portal. Penn State, Georgia front runners. He's from Pennsylvania. Coach Adai is at Georgia now. Mississippi State, that's South true. Carolina. Auburn is in the mix as well. He wants to enroll somewhere in May for summer conditioning. He has a teammate that chose Auburn, Drayshawn Miller. Where do you think this one happens? Where do you think this one goes?
I don't know. When your coach leaves, and if you guys have a great relationship and he goes to a place and they've already offered him, so you just never know what might happen there. Hopefully him and coach and I had a great relationship. Hopefully we get him. And it just depends on, you know, the depth of our secondary. You know, right now, we're looking a little slim.
Yeah.
Just because of, you know, guys who graduated, guys who left and things like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a chance for him to go ahead and step up and start right away. So, I mean, that could be appealing to him, or, you know, I think he just needs to go on a visit and just experience Athens. I think he'll be fine, you know, because just think about this. If COVID hadn't hit and with this transfer portal stuff going on, who wouldn't want to be in Athens?
No doubt. I mean, yeah. if they could get, I mean, I know, you know, the power and pull of Athens. I mean, in the springtime, especially,
mm-hmm.
just think we'd have that. I mean, honestly, with the momentum we have, we would have the number one class, and we did have the number one class when recruiting in person was allowed. So mm-hmm. just keep that in mind. So I think ultimately, it's going to be hard. I don't think Penn State is really an option. I think it's going to be a matter of does he have a closer relationship with Drayshawn Miller or his position coach?
Yeah, and I mean, if you go to Penn State right now, Penn State's struggling right now defensively, offensively, and things like that. So, I mean, for him, it's going to be, where do I think that I'm going to win a championship back? Because Penn State still has to go through Ohio State. Of course, we got to go through Alabama, but we're right on the cusp, you know, of beating Alabama. So we're a lot closer than Penn State is right now. And if you go to Auburn, I mean, Auburn's fun and all that good stuff, but are you really going to be competitive over there in the West, you know, at Auburn? So,
yeah, absolutely. But
and at the same time, I don't know a whole lot of DBs that have come out of Auburn either. I do know a couple that have come out of Georgia.
Yes, and a couple more that are coming out of Georgia. So
exactly,
if you are Tyke Smith, and you're, I mean, let's just take Georgia out of it, because I know that the homer in me would say, yeah, Georgia all the way. But let's say your position. Okay, let's take Georgia out of it. Let's say you're going, your position coach took a job at Minnesota, but mm-hmm. your buddy transferred to your buddy transferred to Purdue.
Uh-huh. That's a tough one.
Like you obviously signed, thinking that position coach is going to help you get to the next level,
mm-hmm.
but you also want to play for your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
That's a tough one. You know, I mean, I do like the Boilermakers. I do like what they're doing right now. You know, but it's tough to go against a guy that, you know, that rows the boat and, you know, that whole antic, and he's doing a great job at Minnesota.
Yeah.
Been up for a couple of Power Five, I mean, big Power Five jobs. So, you know, that'd be a tough one, you know, and you never want a kid to follow a coach, you know, that whole cliche as well. He's just leaving to go do that. Same thing we deal with in high school. If the coach mm-hmm. takes a job and everybody wants to transfer. So, you don't want to take that route, but at the same time, it just depends on what he wants to do. Does he want to go to the NFL? Does he want to win a championship? You know, things like that. Does he care about the culture, you know, of the school? And a lot of those things just go into the factor of where you want to go to school.
Yeah.
You know? And as an athlete, you, of course, you know, it's a grind every day, but you also want to have fun. You know, that college experience is like none other. You know, you want to have a great experience, but you also know, all right, I got a job to do and I'm trying to win a championship and things like that as well. So, for a guy that's in the transfer portal, you know, you got to go where it makes you happy. You got to go where does your stock go up or down by going to that school and things like that. So it'd be interesting to see where he lands. I know Oklahoma had another secondary guy that came out as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he decided where he's want to go, but that's another guy that I would look at too, if from Georgia. See where he's going. Because, I mean, I think he was a corner and he had over like 100 and something tackles. I mean, that just shows you that, one, he's not scared to tackle. And, you know, Kirby Smart loves guys in the secondary that love to tackle. So, you know, he's definitely been on that radar.
No doubt. So it'll be interesting to see, can Georgia land one of these transfer defensive backs, a veteran guy that can come in, you know, trying to figure out what we need. I think corner, we got some guys emerging at corner. So it looks like we're kind of in the market for now for the safety position. So maybe Tyke Smith fits. How about Henry Toto? Toa, 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 Toa. I think I said that right. I have no idea. Spell that. No. Tennessee transferring. So he's... they're thinking Alabama, Ohio State probably is the two front runners for him. To me, I think obviously he could play anywhere, but you know, I'm going to guess Ohio State on this one.
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
Because the last SEC player that transferred there is probably going to go third or fourth overall in the NFL draft.
He had a dang good pro day. He did. Another guy who had a great pro day is a guy from my alma mater in Tift County, is Rashad Bateman.
Yes, I saw you tweet that. I saw you tweet that.
His pro day today, and just the way that he's – I remember him when he was in elementary school. He's grown into such a dominant football player. You know, he went to Minnesota. You know, I was really sad that Georgia couldn't get him, but he went to Minnesota. He kept his word. He became – you know, one of the faces of Minnesota. You know, he was the face of Row the Boat, you know, so he's done a phenomenal job and, you know, taking care of business. And he's about to get his opportunity to play in the NFL.
Yes. So,
congratulations to him. And it is big to have a hometown guy, kid that you've known and you've seen grow and do the things that he's done. It is amazing. You know, I know the family very well. Great family. So, you know, congratulations to him as well. And to all the other guys that have been in pro day as well, because I know that's a very stressful time with everything going on. So being able to stay focused and to perform the way that a lot of these guys have performed at the pro days is very special. And good luck to all these young men. Hopefully your dream come true.
Yes, no doubt. And I'm rooting for him. I hope he lands in a good situation. Not with the Jets, preferably. Not with the
Green Bay.
Ooh, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice fit. Just avoid Houston and the Jets, and you're good.
Don't get me started on Houston right now. That whole ordeal right now has me very upset.
Yeah, it does. It's bad. It's real bad. And thankfully, I'm not a Texans fan. I'm glad for that. I never thought I'd say that as a Falcons fan, but yes, that's good. Falcons / Titans. The Titans are competing for the number one spot in my fandom. They're doing a dang good job of doing that. Mm-hmm. Coach Vrabel is making sure that he wins my fanhood. And the Falcons, they were doing everything they could to lose it, but they hired Arthur Smith, so I'm excited about that. I think Matt Ryan's going to have a resurgence in his career, so I'm here for it.
I think so, but I think they need to get a quarterback. I think Matty Ice is about to,
fall out here in a minute. I knew you were going there. I think he's got about 2 or 3 years left in him. I think if you're gonna draft a guy and sit and develop him, why not get help up front right now? Either get a guy late now or see where you're at. There's going to be some decent guys. JT Daniels is going to be in next year's draft. Sam Howell's going to be in next year's draft. Two names right there off the top of my head that I can think of that, hey, maybe you could draft them. Maybe not as good as Justin Fields or Zach Wilson.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm in that front office of the Atlanta Falcons, I'm bringing Justin Fields home.
That would be a good PR move.
We are about to go to work. Because let me tell you, that's going to put – who's behind Matt Ryan? That's going to push him for that starting job.
Well, literally nobody. He's the only quarterback on the roster at this point.
Nobody. So guess what? I'm going to bring in this young kid who is from the Atlanta area, who knows a lot about football, and who's going to put fans in the stands because they're hopefully – fingers crossed that there's going to be fans in the stands for these NFL games. Mm-hmm. Who is going to do that? Justin Fields is going to do that. Todd Gurley in the backfield. Then they signed another running back. I can't think of his name right now.
Mike Davis.
You got Julio Jones. Ross. You got so many weapons outside.
Calvin Ridley. Gage. No, Russell Gage.
Not Ross. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Russell Gage.
You got guys offensive that can get it done. Offensive line ain't bad. But, you sprinkle a couple of more big bodies in there to help. I mean, Atlanta's going to be pretty good as long as they can stop somebody. If you score enough points, you beat people anyway. So
they need some front defensive front guys. I mean, the attempt at drafting pass rushers have been embarrassing.
Yeah. So they got a little way to go. But, I mean, for me.
Outside of Grady Jarrett, they got nothing. On defense.
Yeah, for me, as far as putting fans and stuff in the stand, and you already know, Atlanta Falcons fans are very loyal. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are. They might get beat, but they're some loyal fans. You put a household name in there, and you start winning a little bit, man, it's going to be a show, and you never know what might happen. You might be playing Super Bowl again. Just make sure it's 28-3-6 this time.
But what if Justin Fields is off the board? Do you go a different direction?
I'm going after Zach Wilson. I'm going after top tier quarterback.
Zach Wilson ain't gonna be there. Justin Fields ain't gonna be there. I'm going to tell you that. I think Wilson's gonna be in New York, which I don't know if I agree with that, but I think Wilson's gonna be in New York. I think Fields is gonna be in San Francisco.
I think Trevor's going to the Jags.
Yeah, well, that's
if Justin Fields doesn't go to the Jags now. Urban Meyer was very happy at his pro day.
He was. That would. Oh my God, what do you think would happen at the? Oh my God, I hope he does that because I want to see the chaos that ensues with T-Law not going first overall. and him having to go to the Jets after all. Oh my God, that would be awful for him.
They might pull a Manning and Archie come in, but nah, he's not going.
Nah,
he's not playing for y'all.
We're good. We're going back to Clemson. Even if I sit out.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going back to Clemson, and I'm going to be the backup quarterback at Clemson. Then they get picked number one overall again next year by the by the Jets again. Yes. Speaking of draft and combines and pro days, and where do we think Ojulari is going to go? We never really made a prediction on that. We just said he looked ridiculous in everything that he's done so far. Where does he go? Where does he end up?
I don't know where he goes, but I think he's early second rounder, early to mid second rounder. Because, the draft is always unpredictable. You look up there and there's 15 linemen taken in the first round.
Yeah.
I think he goes early to mid second round. If not, he's definitely a first, third round pick. If not, so I mean, he is really, he turned it on, and then like we've always said, playing in the bowl game completely just upped his stock. So
there you go.
You just never know how this draft's going to go, and it really just depends on what teams need right now. The Falcons need some linebackers. San Francisco needs some linebackers. The Jets need some linebackers. So it really just depends on how he falls and, how those interviews and everything went. But I think he's a good kid. I think he's a dang good football player. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see how a lot of our guys do, because I think we got some guys that can start in a couple of secondaries, not start, but at least, contribute in some secondary situations early on too. So,
yeah,
I mean, Georgia's going to have some good draft picks coming up pretty soon.
I think you see Ojulari and Stokes go early to mid second round, however that shakes out. I think Tyson Campbell's probably a late day two, if not early day three. But I think he makes a roster and makes an impact. DJ Daniel, Mr. Toasty, had a really good Senior Bowl. He probably played himself into an earlier day three pick. Ben Cleveland at the guard position, I think fourth round. I think he's going to have a similar path to Solomon Kinley, which, if that's the case, it's pretty good, because Solomon Kinley is a fixture on that Dolphins offensive line. He has been in many clips and being bragged on as far as his movement in the run game. So Solomon Kinley is doing really well. I can't say the same about Isaiah Wilson, but unfortunately. But Isaiah, if you're listening to this episode, reach out. Get some help, please. But yeah, I think who else do we have in this draft?
We have so many. I can't even think of them off the top of my head. But at the same time, I mean, Georgia has a very good reputation of putting guys in the NFL too. So
yeah,
guys in the transfer portal.
With staying power too.
We put guys in the NFL. It's a great time, football, and I'm excited about the spring game. Hopefully I'll be able to get down there and watch it. So it's a great time for sports. The baseball team got a big win against Clemson.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Very good. They're rolling. Coach Strickland is due back in the dugout. I think he had some COVID issues, so he's due back in the dugout on tomorrow when they open their when they have their series tomorrow. So that's good. Baseball's they're doing their thing, man. They have a series coming up, a big series against South Carolina, Friday at 6, Saturday at 2:20, and Sunday first pitch is at 1:02. Georgia's sitting right now 17-7, 2-4 in the conference. South Carolina 17-6, 4-2 in the conference. So,
we're winning the games we need to win.
Yeah.
As far as non-conference, now it's time to pick it up in conference play, because that's you can lose all those little poo-poo games at the beginning, but conference play is where you get, a lot of those points and a lot of your respect is when you win these conference games. So hopefully we can get that ball rolling this weekend. I watched South Carolina the other day, and they're good. They are really good. They're the South Carolina that won those two championships a couple of years ago. So, I mean, this would be a big test for Georgia, but I think, you know, with the weapons that we have and after a really good game against Clemson last week, I think it's time for us to step it up and make a run in this conference schedule.
A big step in that direction would be winning this series against South Carolina. It's going to be tough to do so. You have catcher DH Wes Clark, who's the nation's leading slugger with a 313 batting average, 14 dingers, and driving in 30 runs. Then you have Braylon Wimmer. He's batting 366. He's got 5 dingers, 14 RBIs. He is 333 hitter in league play, so he's hot. He's raking a little bit. Georgia as a team is batting 282, so they got to improve that. 355 on base percentage. ERA is 3.0, which is, if this were major leagues, in comparison, that would be like a 0.5 ERA. So I feel like college, if you are below 5, you're in good shape. So I think that's this is gonna be kind of like a telling weekend for Georgia baseball. I think we're gonna kind of find out where they are. I think getting Coach Strickland back in the dugout, I think that'll help with this COVID stuff. I think it's been weird not having him probably in the dugout and probably not as, you know, I guess discombobulating would be a good word. But Luke Wagner's on the hill Friday versus Thomas Farr Saturday. You got Webb going against Brandon Jordan. Webb's 2-0 with a 1.59 ERA, so he's dealing. And then Sunday is Jonathan Cannon, and I'm not sure who's going for South Carolina. That's to be determined. So big series coming up here in baseball. So one last thing before we go. Israel, have you watched much FCS football?
I haven't. You know, I look for games all the time, but besides Coco Melon, I haven't really had a chance to watch anything else. My kids are infatuated with Coco Melon.
Oh yeah, yes. Mine loves Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Yes, we're getting there. We're getting to that point too.
Right now, I know the words to the Count Mikula song by heart. Now. Loves that episode. But yeah, no, I've watched a little bit of it. You know, it being on ESPN Plus is definitely a challenge as far as remembering when it's on. But there's been some interesting stuff happening. Furman's been a fun team to watch. If you like option football, Wofford is a fun team to watch. I'll tell you who surprised me is Southern Illinois, the Salukis, the OVC football around here in Tennessee is really good. Jacksonville State obviously doing their thing. Austin Peay making their run. They were one of the worst in FCS about 3 years ago, and now they're a perennial playoff team. So that's fun.
Mercer is looking really good as well.
Mercer is emerging. I think they
in plays for them. He was defensive player of the week a couple of weeks ago.
They had a big win against Chattanooga this past weekend.
They did. He made a stop. I want to say it was against Chattanooga. He made a big stop right there at the end. I think they were going for it. So
I think they upset Wofford too, didn't they?
Yeah, they upset Wofford too. So Nicky Gamage out there balling, making the family look good. So
there you go.
The Mercer Bears are on a roll too. So I mean, it's some great football going on. I forgot that, you know, Mercer's playing as well. I just thought about it when you were talking about Wofford them too. So
they're a team that's really rising. They're a team that's emerging for sure. And we weren't really sure when the season started where they were going to head because, you know, obviously they have a new head coach and they're trying to. They never really got off the ground. They were kind of inconsistent for a while, but they're starting to get some things going. I tell you who's fun. I tell you what's going to be a fun game to watch is Delaware versus James Madison. You have two teams that are really strong in the run game. The Jackrabbits of South Dakota State, if they can get over their COVID issues, they had a matchup with North Dakota State that was postponed this weekend. So that was going to be one I was looking forward to. The Jackrabbits of South Dakota State looking to they were going to be the team to knock off North Dakota State, the Bison. So, FCS football is alive and well.
Good too, though. I think Deion's doing a great job over at Jackson State.
He is.
I think they lost last week or the week before.
Yeah.
You know they'll bounce back and get it going.
They're playing hard. They're playing motive. It's just tough to kind of see where they are because I just feel like their schedule's been all over the place. I think they play Southern this weekend, Southern University. I think we'll have a better gauge of where they're at this weekend because I don't know how well their first games prepared them for. Edwin Waters, I think, was a game, an NAIA team that they played non-conference. I think that was a game that gave them some false confidence. And I think they went into this Alabama A&M game thinking, they're on top of the world, and they got quickly humbled. So
yes,
we'll see now. They've had that humble pie. We'll see kind of, okay, we're knocked back down to earth. Let's just see if they can dig out of it and see what they got. So looking forward to see what Coach Prime can do at Jackson State. So, but Israel, I think the shed is clean. We just got to sweep it out. Would be remiss if I didn't mention our newest sponsor, eBay. eBay, yes. So, whether rare dead stock or the latest release, find the exact shoe that you're looking for as the original sneaker marketplace. eBay is the place to go to cop that pair you've been eyeing. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by independent professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators verify the box, the logo, the stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity. It also protects the sellers with a verified return address. And for the sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated all selling fees on sneakers $100 or more, making it free is for me, to sell or flip your collection. So go to ebay.com/sneakers today. eBay, the world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. So, Israel, I know I was late on that eBay ad read, but oh well. They say it's supposed to be a halftime read. I think that's an outro read for us. So I'm going to kick off my Jordans and we're going to end this thing. It's been a great show, man. I told you it was going to be random and I wasn't lying. Did I lose you? Bet you're on mute, aren't you? You done muted, didn't you?
Yep, I muted. I had to blow my nose. Thank pollen outside killing me.
Yes. Is there like a... Yeah, so we've completed the realm of randomness. Is there a big yellow cloud that's following you?
Yes, there is, and it's slowly going down. You know, we got that Easter snap coming in, so I think we're in the clear now. But it's outside on my patio right now. It's just everywhere still. So I got to wash it down this weekend.
It's been raining so much here that it hasn't been as bad yet. But I'm not looking forward to it. I think when it stops raining so much, we will we'll probably have more pollen. That cloud will probably find its way up north here to Nashville. Winter's revenge is happening right now. It's I think it's 26 degrees outside right now.
Ooh, oh no.
Yeah, not for me. Not here for it. Can't do it. I did PA for the baseball game last night, and it was like winds were 20 miles an hour, and it was freezing.
Playing baseball when it's cold is the most miserable thing that I can really think of in my whole entire life, because it's cold, you're outside, and baseball is a sport. If they don't hit the ball, you don't move and things like that. So it's awful.
Yes. Announcing it's even worse. But the team they played yesterday, team we played yesterday, I should say, they had a kid that's going to be pitching for Vanderbilt next season, and he must be really good. He is. He must have pitched the game before because he didn't go for them. It was a non-region game, so it wasn't really that important for him to pitch against us. So he probably pitched against one of their region opponents. But he hits about 96, 97 on the gun.
Ooh-wee.
And he's he's their three hole hitter too, and he hit a bomb.
That means he can stroke it, boy.
It's still, I don't think it's landed yet. Yeah, he can stroke it. That's for sure. He took a pitch that had it been like a half foot further inside, it would have hit him. And he turned on it and just yoked it in the left field.
Gotta love it, baby. Gotta love it.
And he did a pretty nice bat flip too. It was great. It was great. I thought our kids were gonna get mad about the bat flip, but they didn't. They probably should have. Yeah. They probably should have.
I think they should have.
They should have. You know, even though I'm a full supporter of the bat flip, but if you get bat flipped on you, you have to get mad about that.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But Israel, how's things going at your new job?
Everything's going great. We're on spring break this week, but we put out a challenge to our kids to actually do something over spring break, and they've been doing a phenomenal job. We're getting videos left and right of them still working over spring break. So they're excited. We're excited. We got new jerseys and everything coming in this year for them, and it's just a new feeling over there right now. So a lot of our kids are bought in. That spring break, we get it rolling. We start spring May 4th with a big game against our crosstown rivals, the Westover Patriots, on the 20th. So it's an exciting time. Like I said, whenever football is being played, it's an exciting time. So I can't wait for it to get going.
No doubt. I can't wait to. I hope you guys live stream that. That'd be cool. I'd like to see that matchup, and I might tag Mark Williams so you can do a little smack talk. So, have you guys filled out your staff? Have you guys finished hiring people?
Yes, we're done. I got to handpick my offensive staff. I got some really great guys, some really sharp minds on my side of the ball. On defense, we got two guys coordinating. Both have been coordinators before. So it's an exciting time right now. And I mean, it's our head coach literally just has to manage right now. And I think that's kind of what he wanted to do. So it's a great time to be a Monroe Tornado.
That's a good thing. That's a good feeling I don't know the feeling, cause I have never been a head coach, but I imagine it's a great feeling to know that I just have to steer the ship. I don't have to build anything. I can just let my guys do it. And that's my plan if I ever become a head coach, or when I become a head coach, not if, it's just when. And that's my plan is to find two guys that can, you know, coordinate my offense, coordinate my defense, and I can just offer my support, offer a few of my ideas, but really just kind of let them do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think an important aspect of that is, you know, and I think that what your head coach seems like he's been able to do is say, hey, you know what? I hired Israel Troop. I don't know who your defense coordinators are, but he's like, I hired these guys. I'm, you know, they know their stuff. So, you know what? I'm going to get out of their way, and, you know, I'm going to say, hey, do you need anything? Cool. What do you think about this play? And that's really all I'm going to do. And I'm gonna let them do their thing. I'm gonna support them, and we're gonna be the best team in South Georgia. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for your program. And I can be, because I'm up here like 500 miles north of you, and we don't play each other. So I can really be happy for you, and really be rooting for the Monroe Tornadoes. So, but with that, Israel, that's going to do it for us. We are the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast. Again, find us on social media. If you don't know our social media handles, just rewind the show. At Believe in Dogs, Twitter, Instagram. Hit us up there. I'm still learning the gram myself. Twitter at the same thing. Twitter at Coach Burton 36, at Troopstar 28. At Burton.Corey on Instagram, if you want to follow me there too, reach out, We would we'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love for you to subscribe, and we thank you for if you are already subscribed. We thank you for being a part of the Believe in Georgia Dogs family. We are our goals are to be the best Georgia podcast in the universe. We want to be the place you go, and we can't do that without a really cool swanky hip studio, and we can't do that. And we can't do that ultimately without your support. So. That being said, for Israel Troop, I'm Corey Burton. So long. See you later. Have a great Easter weekend. If you are on a 3-day weekend, be safe. Enjoy your family. Eat plenty of lamb, ham, or whatever it is you eat over Easter weekend if you celebrate Easter. If you don't, then disregard this message. But I'm going to have some lamb and I'm going to have some ham as well. Israel, we will break down our meals on the next episode. I will ask you what you ate. I will ask you if you finally caught that turkey that you could cook for Easter weekend. So anything else you want to add before we...
No, sir. Saturday mornings, hopefully I'll be going bang, bang. So everybody have a great Easter. Everybody be safe. And we'll see you next week.
Post a picture on Twitter if and when you kill one, please. You got to do that. You got to do that for me. I got to live my outdoor life vicariously through you. That's the only way I can live it right now. I got to live vicariously through you. I got to kill birds vicariously through you. If I don't, then I'll never kill a bird.
There you go.
Or a hog or a deer. Or right now even hook a fish. I'll take that. So anyway. Thank you for listening. We are the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back next week. Go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.